The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. ומיקי מאיר בן ג'מי ג'מי לאל נרפאה להם רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואתם כרבו לברוכים ועשו ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf 1, 2, 3, fourth line. רבן שמעון בן גמליאל אומר הכל כמנהג המדינה. So let's go back to the Mishnah. We're learning in the Mishnah about get פשוט and get מקושר. Get פשוט is a regular shtar. Get מקושר is where they tie it up. So we said that what if you make a פשוט like a מקושר or a מקושר like a פשוט, פסול. And then all of a sudden, Ashbag comes along and says, "Hakol k'menag medina." It all goes according to the minhag. What does it mean? It goes according to the minhag. V'tanakama litle minhag medina. What tanakama does hold the minhag medina? Amar Rav Ashi. So he explains the machloket. Be'atra dinigi pashut. And let's say you have a certain city, and the custom in the city is to write pashut. They write it the regular way. So he tells the shaliach, "Avid li pashut." He doesn't make me a pashut like the minhag. Ve'azal avad le mekushar. And instead, the shaliach when he made it get mekushar, kepeda. So he's makpid because he told him the minhag is pashut, and he told him to write him a pashut, and he writes him a mekushar. Of course, he's makpid. Therefore, it's nullified. The other way, nahigi mekushar. Let's say the minhag is to write mekushar in that city. Ve'amale avid li mekushar. He tells him, "Write me a mekushar." The Azal Abad the Pashut, and instead he made him a Pashut, Kepeda. Everybody agrees on that. You can't change from the Minhag, especially when the guy gave him strict orders to write it according to the Minhag. Kipelige be atra denigi be Pashut u Mekushar. The machloket is between the case where they do both. The Amale Avili Pashut. He tells the guy, write me a Pashut, Va'azal Va'abad the Mekushar. So Mor says about Kepeda. Mor says it. He told him Pashut. He means Pashut. You made him a Mekushar, it's not going to be good. Umor sabar mar'e makom hu lo. No, he doesn't mean when he said pashut, doesn't mean you want to do mekushar. Good for you. Mekushar is better. Mekushar is a hardest, is a better star because it's more protected. They sign it and each fold they tie it up. So the machloket over here is in a case where they write both, and he told them to write a pashut, and he made a mekushar. According to the Tarakama, you changed from the minhag medina. He told them pashut, he wants to be pashut. Not that he changed from the Hag Medina. You turned Pashut, he wants it to be Pashut. According to the second rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, you're right, you said Pashut. It doesn't mean literally write Pashut. You want to write Mikushar also? Good, write Mikushar. So that's the Mahlok. However, it should be noted, even Rajbag would say, if let's say you're in a place where the custom is to do both, and he tells him, write me a Mikushar, and then he writes him a Pashut, no good, because Pashut is less than a Mikushar. Even the Najbag will agree, you can't say, I call Kamenag Medina, oh, the Menag is to write both. Yeah, but when I told you to write a Mikushar, I want you to write a Mikushar. Don't write me less, don't write me a Pashut. But if I tell you to write a Pashut and you write a Mikushar, since the Menag is to write both, it's okay. Amar Rabbeye, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Verabi Shimon, Verabi El Hazar, Kol Lehu, Sevira Lehu, Mar'e Makom Hu Lo. We're going to find three shittot now that all agree to the same opinion, which is the opinion of what? That sometimes when you tell a shaliach to do something, you don't mean literally what you said. You're just giving him advice. But if the shaliach does something more even than you told him, you also agree with it. Like this case of Evrashbag. You told him, write a pashut. It means, dafka, write a pashut. You want a mekushar. But you're just giving him an idea to write a pashut. But if he changes and doesn't mekushar, it's okay. So the Gemara says, what are the three opinions? Rashbag, had amran. We said Rashbag already. That's the case of the get mekushar. Rabbi Shimon Ditnan. Rabbi Shimon omer, im hita'a leshevach, hare zu mekudeshet. Okay, what's the case over here? Look at Rashbam. Im hita'a leshevach, bekedushina, omer et kadshili bedinar shel kesef. Guy tells a lady, hare et mekudeshet li bedinar shel kesef. He gives her a coin, she looks at the coin, what is it? Gold.
V'nimsa shel zahav. Oh, so then we have a whole discussion over here.
According to Tanakama, he's going to say, she accepted silver, she wants silver. You put gold, no kiddushin. The other rabbi, Rabbi Shimon says, nah, you give better. She accepted kesef, but that doesn't mean she wants kesef bedavka. You give gold, kosher again.
Okay, because it's either sheva. Okay, because it's more. But the opposite obviously would not be good. Okay. Now this is talking about over here. Stam the Rashbam points at Mekadesh Ayedes Shiluha.
It's talking about where she told us Shaliach, go, he said he's going to give you kesef for me for the Kiddushin. Shaliach comes back with a gold coin. According to Rabbi Shimon, Mekadesh. Oh, you said go get a silver. It shouldn't mean, at least a silver. But Imakumunan, at least a silver get. You got a gold? Mekadesh.
Okay. Lebil Azar Ditnan. Ha'isha she'amra tkabel ligiti memakom peloni.
A lady tells a shaliach, go over there to that city to pick up my git. Go to the city to pick up the git.
V'kibelu la memakom
ahed. The shaliach went, and he picked up the git from a different place. Pasul. Tanak Mas is pasul. Why? She said dafka this place. She had a reason why she wanted the git to get in this place. Maybe she didn't want people to know. She's embarrassed. No, she's embarrassed if it's going to get in another place. Maybe people know her in another place. They don't want to be known that she got a git. So when she tells the shaliach, go to that place, she has to go to that place.
Rabbi Elazar Mechshir.
Rabbi Elazar, no problem. Mor Savar Kipid. Mor Savar Mareh Makom Ulo. Same thing. Go pick up my gate from that city. No, it's easy if you that's it. If you want to pick up somewhere else, Huwadin. So it's also Makom Mareh Makom Ulo.
Okay. Now we go to the continuing of the statements from the Mishnah. Pashut Shekatav Bo Edehad.
Also, the Mishnah said a din like this. You have a get Mekushar. How many edim on a get Mekushar? Three. How many edim on a get pashut? Two. So he said, let's say on a get mekushar, he wrote, instead of three, two edim, pasul. And on a regular shtar, two edim, you wrote one, pasul. Now, I understand the Hadush and tell me three, you wrote two, it's pasul, because two normally is good. But what do you have to tell me if I wrote
one.
From two to one? Of course it's pasul. What? You need to tell me, I need the mishnah to tell me that?
So the Gemara says, Vishlama Mekushar, Shekatubo Shnei Edim, Pasul.
I understand the Mekushar, you're supposed to write three. And instead you wrote two, I understand it's Pasul.
It's Tarikh. Salka da Dagamino, Ilu Be'alma Kasher, since normally two is Kasher, Hakana Mek Kasher, Kamash Ma'alan, the Pasul. Ela, Pasul, Shekatabo Edehad, Pshita.
But a Pasul that you wrote one witness, I need to be trying to tell me that one witness is the Shara is Pasul? Of course. Right, a pish naim edim yakum davar. You need two witnesses.
So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, lo netzrecha da'afilu ed echad bechtav ve'ed echad bepeh.
The Hadush is like this. Even though you have one in the shtar, and let's say you have one ed verbally. So the Hadush, you might have thought you could use the one in the shtar and the one verbal to mitzaref them together to make it a good shtar. Kamash ma'alan, no good. That's already Hadush. You might have. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me one Eid on a star is Pasut. That's Pasut. Hadush is, you have one on the star and one Baal Peh. Oh, so maybe you can be Staref. Come on, Shwan, look at Ashbam.
Amar Abaye, lo nitzrecha limitni aed echad be Pasut Pasut, ila echad de kamisaya la aed echad Baal Peh. Ve atam nitin ashminan de lo samchinan ashtara litrof melikuhot.
Such a shtar you will not be able to use to go after property. Which means, when can I use, when I have a loan, I have a shtar, once you write a shtar with two witnesses, I can go even after properties. I can go after the kuhot. When you don't have a shtar, it's al peh, I can only go after the property of the one that borrowed. Correct? That's the law? Shtar, I go after the kuhot. Why?
Because when two people sign on a shtar, there's a kol.
So the people that bought those properties know that there's a loan. They know that it's leaned. Mashiach, one, you cannot go.
So therefore, v'eno ela kemalve'al peh, v'tarfam v'bnei arik, kadina malve'et chavero be'aydim, b'lo shtar, v'gam malve'a yachol, l'omer parati, v'lo yachol malve'et et on l'lovea, ya li l'okro shtar shvedo, mekhevet shlo n'arsek et kurachamim, lo shvaviv lo n'skar shvedo malve'et.
So therefore, bottom line, what it means is that you would have thought that what? That maybe when you have a shtar with one, and a malve'al peh, maybe it's considered mistarif, and if it's considered like a legal kamash ma'alan, that shtar is considered nothing with one ed, and therefore what? So there's a machlok in the Shonim. Therefore, can't go after anything? Or do you say, no, you can't go after the kuhot? So that's the machlok, and I had to learn, which means when you say, you do have one witness in the shtar,
Okay, so Rav Rishon is considered nothing. Nothing means that you won't be able to go after the kohot, but you're able to go after the loan. I do have two witnesses. I do have two witnesses. That's the way the Mefarshim want to learn that over here. Right. So comes the Gemara and says, "Oh, that's Abaye. Amemor, achshar be'ed echad bechtav be'ed echad al peh." Amemor on the other, he says, "Kasher, one eight on the star and one on al peh, no problem." It was matir. Look at Tashbam. Amemor achshar be'ed echad bechtav ve'katav yadom mekuyam makom echad, and they verified the star. Be'edim ve'ed echad ami al peh masit al utam al veven nirei benai de legamri machshir afilu letrof b'nekuchot. Amemor said, when you have one on the shtar and one on the malpe, it's a shtar, it's like two on the shtar. Go after even the kilu nachtamush te'edim. The ed echad b'shtar ve'ed echad malpe mafkeh li lekalav ni merivim ken the stam machshir legami mashma. Oh, so according to Amemor, they want to say one on the shtar, one on the pe. So the Gemara says, amal Rav Ashi le'amemor ve'ad Abaye. What about Abaye? Amemor, you're arguing on Abaye. Mai, amal lo shami'ali. I didn't hear it. Kilomar lo svirali. I don't hold of it. Why? I can't argue on Abaye. Abaye says it's no good. I say it is good. Elakasha matnitin. But according to Amemor, then what's the hadush of the Mishnah? Because again, our Mishnah said, well, when you have a get pasut that has one witness pasul hadush. What's the hadush? And don't tell me the hadush is where one is on the star and one is not peh, because that's going to be kasher. So obviously, what about a regular case? One witness on the star. Is pasul. What's the hadush called Amemor? So Gemara says, "Hakamash ma'alan, deshnayim b'mekushar ke'ed echad b'pasut." That two on a mekushar has the same din like one on a pasut. Ma'atam pasula deoraita. Just like one ed on a star, it's pasul deoraita. Afacha name pasula deoraita. So here too, when you have two on a get mekushar, it's pasul deoraita. Now, let me point out to you. When it says pasul deoraita, it means lav dafka. Because the whole din of a get mekushar of three is the rabbanan. There's no law putting three witnesses, that's the rabbanan. So what does it mean? Just like, you're right, one on a get pasul is pasul deoraita. Because mina Torah it says api, shnayim edim. But three on a get mekushar is the rabbanan. So when it says over here, just like one is pasul deoraita, two is pasul deoraita, it means we're going to treat it that it's worthless. Meaning, if a fellow gave a get to his wife, with only two witnesses on the get in the koshar, not migureshit. Or if a guy borrowed money with such a thing, it's in Dallas, considered malveh al peh. We're going to posel it like the right, like it doesn't have any existence. So you have to say, hachemim to be okay, yesh hachemim tafkinu and all that stuff. Look at the Rashbam. Look at Rashbam, top line. Vaka mashmalan, top line. Manitidik tani pasu shikadav wa edihat pasu shirmon kusha mamenu wa laki tanya li edihat li memra ma edihat pasu deoraita, kidichtiv, third line. Lo yakum i'adad ve'ish, al pi shnayim edim, af shnayim shmikusha netil alav hachamim, psi, netil alav hachamim, pisula deoraita. Vim get, here's the key, if it's a get, ena megureshet. Vim shtar malvehu, eno torep mishabede. You don't collect from the kuchot. אבל אם יש שם עד אחד בעל פה, אם עד אחד החתום בשטר, one and one, that according to Amemot, it's kasher, according to Amemot.
Two and one on a get mekushar.
Two and one on a get mekushar. Yeah, Nechrami, could be good, right. One and one on a pasut, and two and one on a mekushar. Yeah, no problem. Okay. Maruch atah Adonai. So Gemara says, Teda, I'll prove this to you. Okay, let's see the proof. The shalchu mitam, they sent from over there. Where's mitam? From the Bet Midrash. Havraya le Rabbi Yirmiyah. The friends of Rabbi Yirmiyah sent to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ed echad bechtav, ed echad al peh mahu, she yitztarfu. Oh, exactly the question. Rabbi, one on the star, one on the al peh, can you be mistarif? So, alibadet tanakamad Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha lo tiv'ilach. He said, well, listen. According to Tanakama, there's going to be a machlok between Tanakama and Rabbi Yoshua. According to the Tanakama, for sure there's no question. Why? What does Tanakama hold? The afilu shnayim bichtav ushnayim alpe lo mitzterfe. Oh, what's the case of Tanakama? Look at Tashbam. Alibad the Tanakama and Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Peluktai b'sanhedrin. Get to it. Perek zeborer. The Tanya. In edutan mitzterfet bebetin. When you have two witnesses that come to give testimony in Bet Din, אין מצטרפים עד שיראו שניהם כאחת. They have to come together.
Which means you can't have Reuven come testify, and then later Shimon comes and it testifies. Reuven is going to come together. So the two have to surface together, or they have to write on the star together.
Rabbi Yoshua Mekorcha Omer, Afilu Bezeh Achar Zeh. אין עדותן מתקיימת עד שיעידו שניהם כאחד. Okay, so the first, okay, good. רבי נתן אומר, שומעים דבריו של זה היום, וכשיבוא חברו למחר, שומעים דבריו. Good. And רבי נתן said, no, you hear the first guy today, and you can hear the second guy tomorrow. ואני, שני מחלוקות של רבי יהושע בן קורחה ורבנן, רבי נתן ורבנן, אז בפרש תחמה, היבה את אמה כלי וסברה. Okay, סברה. Now, let's go back to the Gemara. Alibad Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, Shnayim Bichtav, you have two, let's say, sign the Shtar. Ushnayim Alpe, or you have to say, two, or, it's or two guys come into Beit Din. Who the mitzvah, it's or. Who the mitzvahfe? I'll say what? They can be mitzvahfe. Aval, edehad Bichtav, vehad Alpe, lo mitzvahfinan. I'm going back as I slipped the line. Go back to Alibad de Tarakama. Alibad, it's okay. Alibad, the Tarakamad Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, lo tif'ilach. The afilu shnayim bichtav, v'shnayim alpe, lo mitztarfe. According to Tarakamad, even if you have two on the shtar, and they end up having two. Mamash, you end up having two. But since they're not together, it's not good. So Kol Shekin, in this case over here, we have one and one, you're not going to be mitztarif. אלא כי תפעילך למד רבי יהושע בן קורחה, שניים בכתב ושניים על פה, הוא דה מצטרפה, I can tell you, רבי יהושע, you don't have to be together. You have one, and then another one. But you end up having two. Or in the Beit Din, one guy comes and testifies, and then the next day, another guy comes. I can say that case is good, אבל עד אחד בכתב ואחד על פה לא מצטרפינה. But I say maybe one on the star and one outside the star, maybe that's not good. Or דלמה, לא שינה, or maybe not, what's the difference? Okay. שלח לי, oh, so that's the question they sent to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, we have a question. עד אחד בשטר, עד אחד על פה, מהו שיצטרף? What does he send back to them? שלח לי, אני איני כדאי ששלחתם לי.
I'm not כדאי to answer such a question. You sent me such a question.
מה אני? אלא כך דעת תלמידכם נוטה שיצטרפו. But the דעת of the תלמידים, right, is what? That chaura, it should be mitzaref. It should work.
Oh, so what do you see? You have a proof from Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer that what? That ed echad bechtav ve'ed echad bishtar, like amimor.
Amale, I'm sorry, he tells him, anan hachi matninan. We have a whole different story, by the way.
The way you brought the story, you're right. But we have a whole different story, different question that was brought to Rabbi Yirmiyah, nothing to do with ed echad bechtav and ed echad bishtar. What happened?
אז עד אחד בכתב ועד אחד על פה. Different story. תשלחו לחבריה לרבי מיה. There's going to be four versions of this story, by the way. This is number two. תשלחו לרבי מיה. They sent this version to רבי מיה. שניים שיעידו. אחד בבית דין זה ואחד בבית דין זה.
ראובן went to this בית דין. שמעון testified in a different בית דין.
מהו שיבואו בית דין אצל בית דין ויצטרפו?
Let the בתי דינים come together and they'll say, listen, combined we heard the testimony of two people. Now we can judge the case. Can you mitztaref batedinim together?
Okay. Alibad etanekamad Rabbi Natan lo tiv'ilach. Da'afilu b'had bedina nameh lo mitztarfe.
According to Tanakhama, even in one bedin, you're not mitztaref. If they came at separate times, no good.
However, ela ki tiv'ilach alibad Rabbi Natan. B'had bedina hu de mitztarfe. Maybe I'll say only in one bedin he says one after the other is good. Aval b'tre bedina lo mitztarfe. O dilma lashena.
Or maybe, you know, what's the difference? Maybe it could be Mr. F. One is in this Beit Din, one will bring the Beit Din together, and let them give testimony. But maybe it's not different between one Beit Din and two Beit Din.
So that was the question asked Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'shalach lihu, ani, eni kedai, she'atem shlachtem. He said, I'm not kedai, you sent me such a question. Ela kach da'at talmidchem. But the students want to say what? Note she'yitztarfu. It should work. Third version. Mor bar haya amar, achi shalchu le. This is the way they sent it to them. Shnayim she'idu bebet din ze.
Interesting case. Two guys testified in one bet din, right?
Ve'hazru ve'idu bebet din ze.
And then they went and testified in another bet din. And they also went to a third bet din. Okay? So these guys kept on hopping from one bet din to another bet din, giving testimony.
Ma'u she'yavo echad mikol bet din v'yitztarfu.
Now, I want to make a new bet din. take one rabbi from each of the Bate Dinim who heard the whole testimony, put those three together, and let them say, yeah, we were sitting, each one in our respective Bet Din, when the Uvenet Shimon came to testify, I heard him. Could you mistaref one from each Bet Din to make a new Bet Din to...
So Yom HaRaz, Alibad Rabbi Natan, no tefeilach. Quote Rabbi Natan, no question. Hashta edim mitztarfim, dayanim mevaa, mevaaya.
If you can mistaref edim one after the other, why can't you be mistaref dayanim? It should be, it's no problem.
Ela ki tefeilach, Alibad Natan, kamad Rabbi Natan. Edim ulul mistarfinan, aval dayanim mistarfinan, o dilma lo shena.
Maybe dayanim, maybe edim you don't mistarfin, maybe dayanim you do, or maybe there's no difference.
Okay, what did he send them back? Same story. So he sends him back. Shalhule ani eni kedai. She'atem shalachtem li elakach da'at labitchem nota she'yitztarfu. It should be okay. Fourth scenario. Ravina amar ahachi shalhule. Shalosha she'yashvu lekayim et ashtar.
Okay, you have three judges. They're coming to me mekayim ashtar. Meaning to test the right on the ashtar. We testify that the witnesses that signed over it, it's their signature, and they sign on it, we make a kiyum and all that.
Warab umet ehad mehen.
Before they were able to write the thing, one of them died.
So it says, "Siriche lemichtav." Do they have to write b'motav tlata havina?
We sat with three originally.
V'had letohi.
And now one of them is not here anymore.
Oh no!
Well, maybe no. Since bottom line, when they made the kiyum, they were all three alive. So they write the henpek on the shtar. B'motav tlata with the rabbi, three rabbis.
No.
You have two witnesses. Now you have to mekayim the witnesses to make sure they're not forged. So two witnesses come to testify that these two signatures are legitimate in front of a bet din of three. After they accept the kiyum, they write. In a sitting of three judges, we verify that the shtar over is mikuyam. But so one died, though. One of the judges died. So now, do you have to write, and one of them is not here anymore? He said, no. Since at the time they had three, you can write three.
שלח לו אני אני כדאי שאתם שאתם לי what is sending me for this question אלא כך דעת תלמידיכם נוטה שצריכים למכתב במותב תלעתה אבינה ואחד לתוהי
it's in the back Mr. May you have to write that
ועל דה
with this question they asked him in Biya and the answer that he gave back
I lud רבי רבייה בבי מדרשה
we don't read in the מסכת In the Masechet, the Rabbi asked a question, and he asked the question. The rabbis weren't happy with the question. They threw him out of the Beit Midrash. So they threw him out of the Beit Midrash. So once, after this story happened, and he answered them, they brought him back into the Beit Midrash. Look at the last Rashbam before the Mishnah. Al da ailuhu sheshiv lehem kehogen da dafkuhu sheshaal shelo kehogen. Right, he asked the question. Remember, raglo ahat chutz latchum veraglo ehad betoch atchum. He asked like a technical question. Oh, one guy's foot is within the border, the other guy's foot. What kind of driving is crazy? Because like, just get out of here. They kicked him out. Ve'alda afkitu bebe medresha bepelek lo yachpor. Ve'hashtahu da'ilu. After that story, they brought him back. Okay, baruch adonai le'olam.